This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Just as parts of the world were reopening and removing mask mandates, the Delta variant has renewed coronavirus fears. Many areas of the U.S. are now reinforcing mask mandates indoors for both vaccinated and unvaccinated people following CDC recommendations last week. Concerns about the Delta variant have also sparked conversations about booster shots and new vaccines to target these variants. So could a booster shot be coming? And if so, when? I'm Abrar El-Hiti, and this is your Daily Charge. I'm filling in for Roger today, and I'm joined by Katie Teague, an associate writer for CNET's How To team. Welcome, Katie.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me on here.
Katie, which countries are exploring a third COVID-19 vaccine dose to help keep variants at bay, and specifically the Delta variant?
There are actually several countries that are exploring it. The one that's actually taken charge and has given a third COVID booster shot is Israel. They did this over the weekend. They gave the booster shots to those who are 60 and older. Germany is also planning to do this in September, and Britain will also do this starting early September.
And why would a booster be necessary?
So with the new variants, the Delta specifically, they're noticing a lot of breakthrough infections with people who are fully vaccinated. So that extra booster would just be precautions that they could take to help reduce the spread of the Delta variant.
And which of the vaccine manufacturers are planning to launch a third dose?
Both Moderna and Pfizer are planning to launch a third dose.
And so if somebody has received the first two doses of Pfizer and Moderna, when would that person ideally receive the third booster dose? Is there a preferred time period where they would get that?
Yes. So it can be anywhere from 6 to 12 months, depending on how long that person's immunity is taken with the two vaccines that they've already received.
And are there certain portions of the population you'd mentioned, some people getting it above a certain age, are there certain portions of the population that are more likely to need that third shot?
Yes. Anyone who is more at risk for getting COVID, which would be somebody with underlying conditions or somebody in the older population of 60 and older, they would be more likely to need that third shot.
And so how do the CDC and FDA currently feel about this booster shot? Because we haven't gotten a thumbs up from them yet. So how are they feeling so far?
At the beginning of July, they said a third shot wouldn't be necessary at this time. They haven't released any new information regarding whether that third booster shot should be given. So it's still up in the air.
What's interesting here, too, is that there has been some backlash about administering boosters in wealthy nations while other parts of the world are still struggling to get their initial shots. So tell us about that and where vaccination efforts stand in other parts of the world.
So there are a lot of countries who haven't received any vaccine at all. So they're receiving a lot of the countries that are giving the third vaccines are getting a lot of backlash. The idea is you want to get as many people vaccinated as possible, before even giving out a third dose. And actually yesterday, President Joe Biden said the U.S. is planning to ship 110 million doses to 65 of those nations that haven't received the vaccines. So there's an effort to get more people vaccinated, but the idea of giving a booster shot before everybody else has received a vaccine is kind of giving the backlash.
Yeah, I could understand why that would leave a bad taste in some people's mouths. So health regulations like mask mandates are being rolled out for everyone in certain areas, regardless of their vaccination status. But it's important to note that the Delta variant isn't impacting both vaccinated and unvaccinated people equally. So how have vaccines impacted people's response to contracting the Delta variant compared to those who aren't vaccinated?
So for those who have contracted the Delta variant, and again, it's a very small population of people who have contracted it that are fully vaccinated. It's less than 1% out of the entire population of people who have contracted Delta. But for those who are fully vaccinated, their symptoms are much less severe, and it might feel like a common cold. But for those who have experienced the Delta who are not vaccinated, they have far worse symptoms. They are ending up in the hospital and, you know, worst case, death. But that's not common in those who are fully vaccinated.
And we've been talking specifically about booster shots here, but is anyone working on an entirely new vaccine specifically for the Delta variant?
Pfizer is working on tweaking the vaccine they currently have to attack Delta. So that is in the works. They haven't released or haven't said when that will be released, but they're working on it.
So a lot of the stuff we're talking about are things that haven't happened yet. So what will need to happen before there's a decision on next steps for protecting people from the Delta variant?
More people need to be vaccinated. So the more people that are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, the less chance of spreading the virus around and new variants and preventing new variants from, you know, infecting other people. So just more people need to get vaccinated in order for the spread to stop.
It'll be interesting to see how this, how these changes roll out and what we'll see down the road. Katie, thank you so much for joining us. You can check out our coverage on CNET.com. If you have any questions, hit us up on Twitter at The Daily Charge or sign up for direct text messages from Roger by heading to CNET.co/Daily Charge. And if you liked what you heard, please rate and subscribe to the podcast. It really helps us out. For The Daily Charge, I'm Abrar Alhiti. Thanks for listening.